Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Is this the new one that debuted on Jericho's show?
Yes, sir. Good stuff.
It's very good. I really like it.
Everything is amazing here.
Yeah. it is, so far, StarCast has been as advertised. We got here. We did the show last night.
I didn't know what to expect, and it's been better.
It's been way better. The crowds here are insane. On Thursday, this place is packed.
It's unbelievable.
It's insanity. It's insane when you just look at a wrestling show or an event and everybody's just happy to be there.
It's incredible, and it speaks to the energy here. And, you know, we're going to be giving you a short recap of day one where, you know, the event itself, I mean, my goodness, All In is still 2 days away, and
right.
It feels like it could start in 30 minutes because the crowd is so ready
for it. It's incredible.
We had an opportunity to talk to Diamond Dallas Page earlier.
Yeah.
We ran into Jordan Grace, who's been on the show before. We said hi to Jeff Jarrett real quick, who just sort of stopped by and poked in and said hi. Teddy Long is here for some reason. I saw a
that
guy get
weird.
Darts thrown at him.
PCO?
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Check out the Periscope on at New Age Insider Twitter. It's unbelievable.
Who is that guy?
I don't know, but I need to see what he does.
I thought it was Glacier.
It was unbelievable is the only thing I can call it. Unbelievable, because the guy got darts thrown at him and he had a picture of the Undertaker stapled to him, and I don't understand that.
Go watch the Periscope. I watched it. It was pretty cool.
It's the coolest thing they've done so far. And
well,
this thing
it was
has been
funny because I walked over there and I was like, what's going on? And it was like before it started.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is lame. And I left.
I heard like hammers and screaming, and I love the Incredible Hulk. So I was like, I'll go follow that anywhere.
Hammers and screaming.
But a truly incredible day one. Like I said, as things start coming together more and more and the talent arrives, and we've seen Cody Rhodes and the ovations that he's been getting, and just the wrestlers walking through. The accessibility is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just been great. We've seen people already. We already ran into Dallas and Justin and some amazing people, and it's been incredible to be here. And I just can't overstate what this experience has been like and just the energy that's in the room.
The good thing, too, is they've taken over this hotel
completely.
And everybody from top to bottom, one of the cool touches, and they talked about it, and it feels better. But they've talked about it beforehand that the entire staff is wearing StarCast shirts.
Yeah.
You know, and even that little touch adds so much.
It's just been, I've been thoroughly impressed. And the best thing about it is that this is just sort of the kickoff day. This is, I think, the day that they expected to be the slowest, because we haven't even seen, like, Kenny Omega walking around.
No.
You know what I mean?
Which, no.
He might be here, but he might not be here till tomorrow or Saturday. But just having Cody and Jeff Jarrett walk around and just the excitement. Hi, how's it going?
How you doing? What's going on over here?
What's your name?
My name's Mandy Leon.
Oh, my goodness. Mandy. What's going on? You want to sit down? And we're live on the air.
I have like 2 seconds, but what's going on? I just want to say
hello. 2 seconds is plenty of time.
Yo, it's Mandy Leon from Ring of Honor Wrestling. You're listening to the New Age Insiders.
Oh, that was really good. We're going to use that.
She did a live drop right in the air. That was perfect.
Take a sheet of stickers. Just take more. Tell your friends. Tell Ring of Honor. Tell all of them.
Yeah.
Flip it. That we love Flip, but milk first is unacceptable. So
yeah,
we are going to ruin
and
his
donut
day.
Hole yeah. Earth theory. Earth.
I feel like she was mad that I didn't know who she was, and now I feel bad because she's a wrestler. But here we go.
I knew she was a wrestler.
Oh well, she's. Yes,
stunning.
Yes, yeah, that stunning. That's a good-looking woman.
Yeah. So we knew that.
Too bad we're not on Twitch.
What do you?
I know.
Yeah, I know. And you know the coolest thing is too is that the New Age Insiders advertising is everywhere because I was just like, I'm just gonna put up our flyers all over this goddamn hotel.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what I'm gonna do before I leave. It's gonna be like a high school kid in a bathroom and just graffiti the whole thing.
Well,
it's
the funny thing is that Danny's just been passing out our booked all in before Flip shirts.
I think more people have them than don't.
Yes.
At this phase of the game, Danny did an outstanding
job. She
did
an amazing job.
Full credit where it's due.
It was funny because there was a long line with everybody waiting to come in, and the way she was like approaching people, she made it seem like it was a prerequisite to get into right. StarCast, and they were like, "All right, I guess I
have the sticker.
Guess I gotta have this sticker, or else I can't meet the Young Bucks."
Salesmanship.
Yeah. So, good job.
She was an intern, and I think we'll hire her at least part time now.
Yeah, but still
after that effort.
But still for credit,
there was a lot that we go.
Did she graduate yet?
Did you graduate yet?
I sure did.
Well, congratulations.
We can offer you no credit nor payment. However, you can
experience.
You'll work
endless high fives.
You'll work for Dunder Mifflin,
the Michael Scott Paper Company that Cody Rhodes owns.
That's pretty cool.
The Cody Rhodes Paper Company.
Here's the thing that you could tell this is going to be such because there's been hyperbole. You know what I mean? And there's been conjecture as to whether or not if they did the event again next year, could they double the size?
Yeah.
If they had tried to do 15,000 tickets this year, would that have sold?
Yeah.
This makes me feel like it would have worked no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
they would have had to have a very unreasonable amount, I think.
It's not. It's not about, like, it's just the flavor of something different.
Right.
And the positive energy that this is providing.
Hey guys, come here real quick.
Well, we're just calling.
What's your name?
My name's Sharif.
Where are you from?
Indiana.
What do you think of All In so far?
It's great. Just got here, but it's pretty rad.
Like just got here, or have you been here all day?
We took the wrong train, ended up on the other side of Chicago.
Oh, no.
So we just got over here. And yeah.
What are you looking forward to most on Saturday?
Definitely All In, obviously.
What match the most?
Omega and Pentagon.
That's a great answer. Have fun, guys. Answer. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, bye.
There's people everywhere, and we want to talk to them. But
yeah.
That's the biggest thing is I don't even think it's anybody. It just, again, just to reiterate these points, the roster is so good. The card they have assembled is so good with Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi and the Young Bucks, and Cody Rhodes is here, and the Ring of Honor lovely young lady who I've already forgotten.
Mandy Leon.
Bingo. There you go.
There she is. Right
oh,
there.
Goodness gracious.
Justin sent a link to the chat.
Good.
Justin says, wowza.
Good man. But it speaks that everybody, I think, is here excited to see somebody different. And
yes.
It's not just I'm here to see X and everybody else will be cool.
Right.
Everybody's match of the night is different.
I agree with you completely.
Everybody's match of the night is different, and they're all right answers.
What are you excited for most as we move forward now? This has been day one.
Well,
this is what StarCast looks like today. It's only going to ratchet up, I think, as we get closer to the actual Saturday night.
Well, the thing that – so we've been stationed at this booth all day. We've been at the New Age Insiders booth all day. Hello. And we've just kind of experienced it from behind this table. We've met a lot of really cool people.
Yep.
People have come up and talked to us. People are talking about our stickers. They like our videos. They like our banners. And so this has been the only way we've experienced StarCast up until this point.
The biggest wrestling convention ever.
Right.
And even if it's not, it is.
And so tomorrow...
I think it very well might be.
Tomorrow, we don't have that restriction. We don't have, you know, for lack of a better term, we don't have that anchor tying us to this one spot.
Yep.
We can wander around. We can go to the vendor room and talk to some of the vendors that have come from all over the place. Super kicking it with Kelsey.
Yeah.
She told us that her artist, like her graphic design person, is here. And he does a ton of, like, art.
Really cool art,
really, too. Really cool art. So being able to now tomorrow go and find and talk to that guy is super exciting.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, just there's the championship belt guy down the hall. There's the merchandise guys that are all over the place. We talked to Diamond Dallas Page today.
Well, Diamond Dallas Page talked to us.
Yes, Diamond Dallas Page sat down and we said hi. And he goes, all right, guys, I'm going to talk for 11 and a half straight minutes.
You want to you want to let the people hear that at the end of this?
We can play that, sure.
Yeah.
Well, so that'll be how we wrap this thing up is with an exclusive interview with Diamond Dallas Page where he tells a story about Cody Rhodes that he's never told before. And in about 20 minutes, we have a really fun thing that we're going to be doing live on location. This is another reason why you should be here live. because you can only experience it if you're live. We're going to have an Ask Me Anything with the one and only Flip Gordon, banned from the event, but we are going to go for it anyway. Cody Rhodes is down the hall, and he might kick us out too, but we are going to sneak Flip Gordon into this event, or we are going to die trying. to wrap this episode up, we will talk to the one and only Diamond Dallas Page, as we did earlier today. Again, a very interesting exclusive story about Cody Rhodes and just what this event means. And, you know, this episode is, it's not even an episode, it's just a quick recap of day one, because obviously we're going to be talking more about what happens at All In with the performances and the outcomes and the matchups. But it's worth noting just how much fun this event is already unto itself. Whether it's a guy getting darts thrown at him, whether it's a championship belt guy, whether it's just Cody and Jeff Jarrett shooting the shit and walking around talking to people.
You know, and there's, I think it's about to happen, or it's going to happen in about 20 minutes, but that Monday Night War debate.
Oh, yeah, with between, Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, you know, like that's going to happen. And that's going to be a really cool thing.
And it's just, it's a testament to the job they've done putting on the event. And again, it's just a quick day one wrap-up for you guys. We hope that you've been following us along on Periscope, in Twitter throughout the day, Facebook and Instagram, when we load all these things up. We've been doing a bunch of streams, ODB's food truck and the PCO experience and seeing the people and our trip from Boston to Chicago. And we hope that you guys are enjoying everything that we've got going on. Obviously, you know that we have the best recaps. Oh, my goodness, it's WWE's Victoria. There she goes. And that's what she's just, everybody's just walking around.
She's known as Lisa Marie Verone now.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Sure she is.
Wonderful. And but the point is that everybody's just kind of here and just sort of walking around. Hi. How are you? We love you. How are you? You want to say hi to people?
We're live.
All right. Well, we got, you know, she. Oh, you got it. Oh, then save your voice.
Yeah.
She had something else to do.
She has something with Medusa tomorrow.
Oh, cool. I call her Alunder Blaze still. I'm still the only one. We go with the,
you hipster.
Well, why we go with the WCW nickname?
Because we're not at a WWE event.
Do you call Goldust 7?
No, but sure. Medusa was longer.
In WCW?
Yeah.
I don't remember her working like at all. Anyway.
I only know her as Medusa.
I don't remember her working there very much. Like,
she like hung out with the Macho Man.
Oh, neat. I think that was Elizabeth. But just as we
her too.
But we just give you, like I said, a quick day one recap. We'll play the Diamond Dallas Page interview now so you guys get a better feel of what we got going on. We're going to have access to the biggest names of the event. We'll be walking around talking to fans, talking to stars. And if anything, maybe even tomorrow might be even a better experience because we're just going to walk around and experience all of it, you know, and not just be at the booth. But we want to give you guys a day-by-day recap, reasons to be excited. If you're on the fence about getting the pay-per-view itself on Saturday, just do it. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. We're having a great time. Is there anything you guys want to get out there before we cut it off to Diamond Dallas Page? We recap and wrap up day one of StarCast and the all-in experience?
If you're coming, let us know you're coming so that we can be on the lookout for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely let us know where you are. So, you know, if you're coming to the area, when you're going to arrive so that, you know, we can kind of plan out tomorrow evening.
Yep.
Cause we're not going to be here till 9:10 Eastern.
Right. And we're going to be giving you full recaps, daily recaps, all sorts of, you know, end of the day synopsis is certainly after Saturday night. We'll talk to you guys, or at least Sunday morning. We'll talk to you about All In itself and give you guys the coverage that I hope you've come to expect from the New Age Insiders. But yeah, just a quick little recap of day one. Amazingly fun stuff to do. Great interactive things for fans. People just having a good time and a good energy. The wrestlers are very accessible. They've made this as, like, this feels like to me, like I said, wrestling utopia. This is a wrestling convention like no other. And I think what Cody and the Bucks have done is just absolutely outstanding. So without any further ado, as we bid you farewell from day one of StarCast and All In, the New Age Insider's exclusive interview with Diamond Dallas Page coming up now. We are here at the biggest independent wrestling event in history.
So exciting.
Some are talking about it being independent wrestling mania, and so why wouldn't we talk to a world champion?
Yes.
A man who has saved lives. He is a Hall of Famer himself and a savior of multiple Hall of Famers. He is one of my all-time favorite performers. Everybody knows I'm a huge WCW geek, and it is a pleasure to talk to. It's DDP. Diamond Dallas Page, thank you so much for joining the New Age Insiders. It's a real thrill.
That whole he thing actually worked there.
Yeah.
You like that? Halfway through it, I think you went like, is that work? Well, that's kind of working. Yeah, it'll work.
We're going to finish it to the end anyway.
This is super emotional for me, this whole thing, because of Cody. Because I've known him since he's 10 years old.
Right.
You know, his old man without Dusty Rhodes or his own Diamond Dallas Page. So, you know, and I'll probably tell the story over and over again, but what you guys don't know, and by the time I leave here, everybody will know it. When I was going to New York to work for WWE, it was that layover period in between the buyout, and Dusty had a company called Turnbuckle at the time. And if it would have been that, if it would have been what it is today, who knows what could have happened, you know? But back then, independent wasn't really shit, you know? But he was plugging along, and Cody, I'd come in because I'm going to get my rust off, get in the ring, and Cody just got out because he'd work a little bit then. He'd ref a lot. And I said, so back in the day, I called him Young Buck.
Wow.
Like, ironic.
How crazy is that?
It all comes full circle.
I've never told that story till right now because now it's like super amazing.
Right. It's a New Age Insiders exclusive.
So thank you.
So bottom line is, I said, so Young Buck, when are you start football practice? He goes, I'm not going to play football this year. I said, what? Dude, you love football. He goes, yeah, I do. He goes, but I really want to be, you know, a state champion and as a wrestler. And I want to say he was 50-50 his freshman year, or maybe he had a winning record, whatever. He said, my junior year, now he's a sophomore at the time, going to be a sophomore. He's like, my junior year, he said, I want to be state champ. So, junior year, went 48-0.
Wow.
I was there for the champ. I came back from L.A.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, man, you win state champs, you know, because he really wants to be an actor. And he's got great chops. All he had to do is see his first induction, first time ever on WWE TV, inducting Dusty. And if you didn't know that guy was money, I don't know what the hell you had to see.
Hey, it's Jeff Jarrett.
Hey,
and Jeff Jarrett's here too.
Good to see you, brother. you're in charge of that phone, so I don't lose it, Derek. bottom line is, I flew him out to L.A. for his junior year and going to be his senior year. He had the whirlwind time. I mean, Rob Zombie had just dropped House of a Thousand Corpses, and he was a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
So I brought him. He got pictures with Rob Zombie. Then I took him to a movie called, a friend of mine was in it, called Terry Crews. And at the time, he was nobody. And I told, I said, this guy's going to be one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He's like, you really think so? I said, kind of like Goldberg. Yeah, I do. I said about Goldberg before anybody even seen him. Met him in a strip joint. go figure. DDP and Goldberg in a strip joint.
Our audience is going to love that one.
All right. So bottom line is he had a hell of a time. And so that next year, you know, he's preparing for state. And he's like, he's telling me, because we're talking all the time. We talked all through that stuff, you know. And I said, so what are you going? What about college offers? He goes, you know, I'm thinking about not going. I go, really? He goes, yeah, I'm really thinking about, you know, if I win the states again. He goes, when I win the states again, he goes, and what am I going to do? I have to go to my AAU championships and stuff. He goes, you know, I think I want to, you know, I think I really want to go out to Hollywood. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Let's see what happens. You know, let's see you get through this year. So I don't know what match it was. I always remember the 11th match. I called them up like, yo, what are you doing, bro? I said, Dallas, I lost. I fucking lost. I was like, thank God. And he was like, what? I said, bro, do you think you learn anything from losing, from winning?
Yeah.
You learn from losing, bro. You learn from falling down, getting back up again. I go, this could be the best thing ever happened to you. And I said, how about if you would have got 44-0, got to the quarterfinals, faced that kid, and he snuck one in and beat you, and you ain't a state champion. You ain't got even the opportunity to be in the state finals.
Right.
So everybody's goal back then was not to get pinned by Cody Rhodes, even though it's Cody Runnels, the real name. But Cody Rhodes is to everybody, you know? They don't want to get pinned by the future American nightmare. So they would do everything they couldn't to get pinned. So this is the way this kid thinks. So he retools how he wrestles. Takes him down, realizes he's got too much strength, he lets him up. Takes him down.
Okay, yeah.
Lets him up.
Yeah, so he's
takes
win
him
on
down,
points.
Lights him up, or blow the motherfucker up,
right.
And
right.
All of a sudden he gets pinned.
Yeah, right.
You know, bottom line is, he got all the way to the state finals. Guess who he faced?
Same kid.
Same kid.
Yeah.
I was there again. My daughter Brittany was with me. And which is really kind of really amazing and cool is that, you know, the family's down there. And I'm up in the stands, you know, with my daughter. And he goes, Dad, get Dallas down here. So I went down on the mat, and he ate that motherfucker alive. So
unreal.
When he told me about the 10,000-seat arena and Meltzer putting the kibosh on him, which
right.
understandably
right.
so.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Dave talking out his ass. Dave's talking about facts, and 4,000 people is a lot of damn people,
sure. yeah.
you know, for an independent show. So that would have been super respectful. But, you know, he had a dream. He had a vision. The Bucks had it with him. And two of the most talented son of bitches on the planet, you know, Matt and Nick, I mean, I don't know how the hell they do it. I get sore watching their shit, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Really, all these kids today. You know, I train the guys. I'm down at the WWE Performance Center every 3 or 4 months now.
Yeah.
They're all doing my program. And the ones who are really doing it, well, they're going to have maybe the longer career. AKA, you know, a freak like AJ Styles.
Sure.
To do what he can do. But when he was coming to New York, Jericho called me and he said, actually text me, he said, AJ needs you. So I immediately called, just pick up the phone, AJ, you live 40 minutes from me. Come on over.
Sure.
So I told him what to do. I gave him everything like I give all the boys. And son of a bitch still looks like he's 22 out there.
He's amazing. He's incredible. Champion for 300 and something days.
And I have just the tiniest little bit of helping him stay in here. Just the tiniest little.
Sure.
Jericho, too. You know, Chris is going to be 48.
He swears by your program.
You know,
he swears
it's
by
like,
it.
If I'm a professional athlete, I'm going to have dinner with Todd Gurley
okay.
on Tuesday. I actually I'm doing the podcast on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
A man.
Very yeah. cool.
And then that night, I've got dinner with Gurley. And, I mean, maybe one of the greatest athletes on the planet right now.
Sure.
You right. know? And I'm hoping that I can, you know, help him that little bit.
Yeah.
Again, because it's all about getting to the show. And this is what I explain to everyone in the WWE guys. Getting to the show is everything.
Stay in there.
You got two jobs. One, exactly. Yeah. You got two jobs. Be the best player you can be. Don't get hurt.
Yep.
Sure.
You know, so bottom line is I was not, I got choked up. I laughed my ass off. I had a few beers on it. Dream, you know, super special, but I wasn't really surprised, you know,
yeah.
like where I was like, get the fuck out of here. I wasn't like that. I was like, wow. That's fucking amazing.
We right. could talk to you all day. We won't take
wish
up
we could.
More of your time.
Yeah.
The only question I have for you is because you mentioned Dusty Rhodes, and you've talked so much about Cody Rhodes, and Dusty is known for having one of the best minds in wrestling history. Dusty finishes and just putting on a product that stands above the rest, whether it's his WCW days, his NXT influence. How much of Dusty do you see in Cody? How much is he Dusty Rhodes' son kind of idea?
As he would say, he came from my body, Lord, from my loins, if you will. The boy just came from my loins, if you will. Yeah, he's, you know, just being around it. Like, I would say to him when he's like 12 years old, I want to say, what is he now, 33?
Cody, about 32, I think. Yeah.
32. So he'd have been like 11 years old in 1997 when I was fucking killing it.
Right.
And I would say to him, I'd say, so, you know, what'd you think of the match? And he would tell me. And I'd say, what do you think about this match? Oh, that sucked. He's 11.
Right.
And he broke it down for me.
Wow.
And then, you know, bottom line is the kid is, he's just been, he's second generation, but with Dustin in between there.
Right.
Kind of third generation.
Sure.
And been all around it because it ain't just his dad, it's his brother. Who was one of the smartest cats on the, you know,
ever.
On the planet in the ring, a future Hall of Famer, Goldust, you know, Dustin Rhodes without question, and again took a situation that was kind of got funky for a while there and then made it better than ever,
right, right.
you know, with Goldust, you know, and he's legendary now, so it's been all around him, so you know, that shit's bound to rub off on you, you know, and he's just super super smart, like
Something in the genes.
Yeah, you know, and the want, desire to reinvent himself. You know, to walk away from a WWE contract when it's worth $500,000.
Yeah, takes balls.
Big balls.
True story.
Big balls. You know, he's going to be one of the hardest working cats that I know, and, you know, he's got a, he can pretty much, right now, he's making history along with the Bucks and my boy Conrad. Who put all this shit together? Yeah. You know what I mean?
An
like,
amazing event. Yeah.
Visionary. I can tell you absolutely the story, and then I got to blow. Get to the next podcast. But
we're getting yelled at.
Well, I got to tell you this. So, Conrad, the other night, you know, we started talking. I said, so, dude, you know, I need to know how big the room is for my DDPY workout, you know, because we're having, I'm calling it now. It's still DDP Yoga. The company will always be that. But DDPY? Why am I calling it DDPY? Why? Because I want people to stop fucking just calling it yoga. Dude, and I had like three people, dude, I love your yoga. I'm like, what you call it? Mm-hmm. Your yoga. I go, DDP yoga. Okay, yeah, DDP yoga. Normally I'm wearing a shirt, but what's this shirt say?
Stop getting offended.
Stop getting offended.
As you
like,
should.
Everyone gets offended.
Right.
If you're in this room, you don't really have a problem with that. But it's wrestling. But, you know, bottom line is, what was I just talking about? With,
DDPY.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So DDPY. The bottom line is I'm branding it. It's kind of like P90X.
Sure, right. Sure.
You know, it's like you don't even know what that means.
Right.
But you know what it is.
Right.
It was one of the greatest workouts ever, but it kicked your ass.
Sure.
Mine's one of the greatest workouts ever.
Yeah.
And it heals your body.
Right.
And
right.
I'm going to hook you guys up with all 30 days on the app.
Oh, unreal.
Okay.
Oh,
are you
going to
do it?
Yeah, oh, I've wanted to try it for a long time now.
Okay, we'll film it and everything.
All right, so I'm going to give you each one. I'm going to give you, and you can share it with people.
Fantastic.
You
Good.
Can't find That's it amazing. Anywhere, man.
Oh, no, we
can't
appreciate
it anywhere.
That.
I'm going to throw it the free 330 days only for me. I'm going to give you a card right now. Boys, it's been your pleasure. I'm
it sure has.
It has.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for your
much.
Time.
Thank you, DDP.
WWE Hall of Famer, WCW Heavyweight Champion of the World, Diamond Dallas Page. Thank you so much for joining the New Age Insider. It's been our pleasure.